You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Men's college basketball on the way shortly. A matchup of undefeated teams, both teams unbeaten. York College 6-0, the Doan College Tigers 6-0. Doan scoring 82 points per ball game. York College scoring 86. Doan giving up 69 points per outing. York College has surrendered 55 points per game thus far this season. I had the opportunity to sit down with Coach Ross Dama earlier today and get his opinion on this contest coming up. And here's what the coach had to say. Let's visit with Ross Dama as the Door College Defender men get set to take on the Doan College Tigers. Conference opener for your team, Coach. And it seems like the season almost starts over again for the conference season. You've had a week off. You've had an opportunity to prepare. Is your team ready for this 20-game odyssey that we're about to embark on?
Mike, you're absolutely right. I think when you get into GPAC play, the intensity of the game certainly goes up a notch or two. As far as the week off, I think it's been beneficial for us in that had a chance to get a few guys some extra days off maybe. We know that we were banged up a weekend ago, and hopefully that proves to be beneficial for us.
Tell me about the week of practice after last week at Northwestern. Did you give the guys a day or two off, or a day off from practice? So when did you turn the page and get ready for Doan? What did you do this week?
Well, on Monday we came in and really got up and down the floor and did a lot, really to hopefully enhance the cardiovascular fitness. Tuesday we did take off, and then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday we spent some time just really honing in on Doan. And at that point, we were able to get Austin Kashi and Tyler Walter-Stork back, David and Herter back, practicing with us. So we feel like we're getting to the point where, you know, hopefully we have the team that's healthy that we thought we might have in September.
Doan College, you've had the opportunity to look at five or six games that they have played here in the preseason portion of the schedule. What does Doan College have?
Well, they're very good. You know, they have a new coach for one, and he's brought in some players with him that are really good at a transfer in Cervante Samuels, who we saw 2 years ago at Mayville State, very good then. They have a freshman who's new to the program, maybe one of the best freshmen in the conference. So they got that going with them. And the other thing they have is just a renewed attitude right now. You know, they're sitting at 5-0, have outscored opponents by over 20 points a game. They're really confident, and playing a team that's confident on their home floor, that's certainly going to be a challenge for us. I think our guys understand what we're up against. We've had some very good practices leading into this game, and you know, I think we're ready. You know, whether or not that's going to be good enough today, well, you know, only time will tell. But I think we're going to see two teams that really get up on the floor. They really push tempo, and they're really going to look to do some things defensively, I'm sure, to try to take away some of our post play.
You talked about Tyler Walter-Shorff and Austin Kachi. They're available for regular rotations at this point?
Yeah, at this point, both Austin and Tyler will be in the regular rotation. We feel like we'll go with 9-10 guys here today, and those guys will be part of that.
That is Coach Ross Dama talking about the Dort College Defender men's basketball team taking on a Doan team. I said they were 5-0, pardon me, 6-0 during our pregame setup. They're actually 5-0, beg your pardon. They stand 4-0 at home. Tigers have outscored teams 82.2 to 69.0. They're making 50% of the shots they've taken while allowing opponents to make 40.9% of their field goals. Doan is out rebounding teams 41.2 to 30. They've committed 101 turnovers while forcing 79. Connor Baranek is averaging 22.2 points per game in his freshman campaign. He leads the team in rebounding with a 7.8 average and is making 58.1% of the field goals he tries. Nick Reed is scoring 19.4 points per game and gets to 6 rebounds. Dominic Smith averages 9.3 points per game, and Jens Scholl is knocking down 9.2 points per outing and is nabbing 5.6 rebounds. Shavante Samuels, a transfer from Mayville State, is averaging 9.2 points per game. He gets 4.6 rebounds and is averaging 6 assists per outing. The Defender men are 6-0 this season. They rank number 3 in NAI Division II basketball. Dort averages 85.7 points per game, allow 55 points per outing. The Defenders own a 43-31.7 rebounding advantage and have forced 98 turnovers while giving the ball up 87 times this year. Dort College is converting a little under 53% of the field goals they attempt. They allow opponents to make 33.5% of their shots. Teams are making 26.9% of the three-pointers they take against the Defenders, while Dort has made 51 of 118 three-point attempts. Austin Kachi averages 14 points per game. That was when he went down with an ankle injury in a win over Jamestown 2 weeks ago today. last night, 2 weeks ago. Jordan Vogel has converted 13 points per game on 71.1% shooting, and he's averaging 6 rebounds per game. Cliff Warner knocks down 12.3 points per outing with 3.3 rebounds, and he is making 44.7% of his three-point tries. Warner is averaging nearly 4 assists per game. He also has 9 steals for the season. Trevor Walterstorff scores 11.3 points per game with 5.2 rebounds. He is making 55.6% of his shots. Sean Kaiser's adding 10.2 points per game. Kyle Lindberg is at 9.0. He also grabs 6.5 rebounds. Chris Sievers has come off of the bench for an 8.6 points per game average. He is taking down 4.2 rebounds per contest. The Doan men beat Kansas Wesleyan Tuesday night 100-68. Tigers got up on the Coyotes early and led 41-27 at halftime. Tigers were 35 of 70 from the floor, not rebounded Kansas Wesleyan 60-35. Nick Reed added 15 points. Dominic Smith had 18 points in a reserve role. The Dort men last played 1 week ago today. That came in a win over AIB 87-44 at Northwestern. Dort was up 42-30 after a sluggish start. Got a team-high 14 points from Chris Sievers. Trevor Walterstorff and Sean Kaiser each knocked down 13. Cliff Warner had 9 points and 5 assists with 5 rebounds and 4 steals. Jordan Vogel had 11 points and 6 rebounds. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at the starting lineups for today's basketball game right after this. Averaging 19.4 points per game. Shavonte Samuels is a 6-foot senior from Chicago, Illinois, averaging 9.2 points per game. That's a familiar name if you follow Dort College basketball somewhat closely. A little over 2 years ago, Dort College went to Mayville State, and Shavonte Samuels threw in over 30 points in an overtime win over the Dort College defenders. He's averaging 9.2 points per game this season for the Doan College Tigers. Connor Baranek is a 6'7 freshman from Ravenna, Nebraska, averaging 22.2 points per game, and David McDonald is a 6'10 freshman from Phillips, Nebraska, averaging 5.4 points per game. For the Dort College defenders, it'll be Cliff Warner, a 6-foot senior from Altoona, Iowa, averaging 12.3 points per game. Sean Kaiser is a 6'3 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 10.2 points per outing. Trevor Walterstorff is a 6'4 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 11.3 points per game. Kyle Lindberg is a 6'7 junior from Margate, Florida, averaging 9 points per outing. And Jordan Vogel is a 6'8 senior from Rock Valley, averaging 13 points per game. There's your starting lineups. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a tip-off of today's men's basketball game right after this. We are set for basketball. Dort College against Doan. Men's conference play. Opening tap controlled by Doan. Shavonte Samuels with the basketball. He's going to try to take Cliff Warner off the dribble initially, and he lays it up and down on the fall away. Shavonte Samuels with his first 2 points of the day, and the Dort College defenders trail 2-0. 2-0 our score. Dort College with the basketball. They lob it down low for Vogel. Vogel puts it up, and he's fouled from behind by David McDonald, and McDonald picks up personal foul number 1. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Shavonte Samuels with the 2-point basket on the drive to the hoop moments ago to take the lid off of the bucket for Doan right away. Vogel with 2 free throws on the way. First free throw is up and good for Vogel. Vogel 15 of 25 this season from the free throw stripe. Now if there's an area Dort College would like to improve on, it is at the charity stripe for the team as a whole. Free throw by Vogel is up, and this one's no good. Dort College trails 2-1. Doan College with the basketball. This is Samuels. Samuels on the backdoor cut. They drop it off, and we've got a charging foul called on the Doan College Tigers and Connor Baranek. Baranek whistled for the personal foul on the charge. Doan College set up outside the charge ring underneath. Taking it was Jordan Vogel. Here comes Doan College back the other way. Cliff Warner with it on the right side. Shavonte Samuels giving way. Shot is up and good by Cliff Warner. Warner with a 2-point basket. Dort College leads 3-2. Samuels coming back the other way with it. Reed. Reed goes left side over to Scholl. Jen Scholl with the basketball. Back over to Samuels. Samuels to Scholl. Jen Scholl back outside Samuel. Samuels with the basketball. Samuels on the left side goes to Reed. Reed drives in, ball's loose, and it's kicked by the defenders and Trevor Walterstorff. 10 seconds on the shot clock, so they'll reset it to 15. Shot clock will get reset to 15 on the kick call. 19:01 left to play in the first half. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. And as they sort through the shot clock situation at the scorer's bench, today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paint and glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also on the online at HiltRealEstate.com. While they get the shot clock reset to 15 seconds, Shavonte Samuels inbounds to Jen Scholl. 13 now to shoot. Out front it goes Reed. He's guarded by Kyle Lindbergh. Dort College will pull the switch out front. This is Reed. Reed driving in. Spots up, baseline jumper, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel outlets to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Comes back left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with it. Lindbergh comes over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball out front. He dribbles over the left wing, looking down low, reverses over to Warner. Warner with the basketball, 21 to shoot. Warner spots up, three ball, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by McDonald for Doan. Shavonte Samuels coming back the other way. Dort College with a 3-2 lead. Samuels passes over to McDonald. McDonald hands it back over to Samuels. Samuels on the left wing. Comes to Reed. Reed drops it off down low. With the basketball is Baranek. Baranek, kick out pass. Around the horn they go. Scholl. Scholl, three-pointer is off the mark. No good. And the rebound is tracked down in the corner by Cliff Warner. Here comes Dort College in transition. Cliff goes right side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh gives to Walterstorff. Walterstorff will drive baseline. Reverses Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the short corner. He's guarded there by Scholl. Jim Scholl trying to keep Lindbergh out of the lane. Can't do so. Now Lindbergh will reverse it back over to Warner. Warner will put up a three. That's off the heel, and it goes up over the backboard. Out of bounds. It'll be Doan basketball. Doan with the basketball. Scholl will inbound the ball. Jim Scholl gets it into Shavonte Samuels. Samuels with the basketball. He's taking it up, working against Warner. They look in the corner. They go right wing instead over to Baranek. Baranek back over to Samuels. Samuels, step back, 17-footer. He banks it in. Samuels with all 4 points for Doan thus far. It's 4-3. 4-3 our score. Warner passes Lindbergh. Lindbergh left side, Walterstorff. Doan with a lead, 4-3. Comes back over to Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Vogel is going to drive in. Puts it up. Jump the hoop and he's foul. And who's going to pick up the personal? Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line. Jen Scholl has just picked up his first personal. That's team foul number 3 on Doan. And Dort College regains the lead. Free throw on the way for Vogel. McDonald is out. Checking in for Doan. Not sure who that is that came in for the Tigers. Free throw is up and good for Vogel. Vogel, a three-point play. That is Grant Harms who just checked in. So Chris Severs checks into the ballgame. Vogel will check out. Dort College with 4 points from Vogel. He'll check out and get a breather. Shavonte Samuels into the front court. Shavonte with the dribble. He passes right side Baranek. Baranek guarded there by Walterstorff. Baranek will put it on the floor. Nothing there. Comes over to Reed. Reed driving in. Nothing there. Leans it up. Short shot. No good. Rebound taken by Lindbergh. Lindbergh outlets over to Warner. Here comes Dort College. Comes back left side over to Walt. Walt on the left wing. Reverses Kaiser. Kaiser down low. Severs. Severs with the left hand. Short. No good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan with the basketball. Shavonte Samuels with a head full of steam. He pulls up from 12, and he gets it to go. Shavonte Samuels with 6 points. He single-handedly is keeping Doan in the ballgame early on. Pass right side over to Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh layup good. Kyle Lindbergh with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 8-6. Back the other way, Shavonte Samuels. Samuels picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Reed. Reed out front, back over to Samuels. 25 to shoot, 16 minutes on the first half clock. Samuels directing traffic, comes back over to Baranek. Baranek on the wing, comes back to Scholl. Scholl front at the top of the key. Now to Reed. Reed guarded there by Lindbergh. Reed trying to lean his way in. Shot blocked, rebound taken away by Severs. Chris comes up with it, gets it away to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Warner. Warner, cross-court pass to Kaiser, and Kaiser tries to pass it underneath, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College, they say it'll be Doan basketball. Kaiser and Lindbergh check out. Kachi and Tyler Waltersdorf check in. Jens Scholl to inbound the basketball. Gets it in to Samuels. Shavonte Samuels drives up to the line and throws it away. Jens Scholl was unable to reel the pass in. Dort College gets the ball back. So Dort College gets it back on the turnover, comes over to Kachi. Kachi on the right wing. Austin with the basketball. Dort College playing with a two-point lead. Here's Warner. Warner, the pick and roll out front, tries to find Severs, and Severs didn't roll to the basket, and the ball is thrown away. A turnover by the defenders. New player checking in. This will be Dominic Smith. Smith checks in. Harms checks out. So Harms went for a couple of minutes, and now Dominic Smith checks in. Dort College with an 8-6 lead, 5 minutes into the contest. Shavonte Samuels with all 6 points for Doan thus far. Jens Scholl with the basketball, guarded there by Severs. They give it up Baranek. Baranek will try to drive in, working against Tyler Waltersdorf. Nothing to do, gets it away to Scholl. Jens Scholl with it. Backdoor cut, Reed. Reed underneath, and he steps on the baseline. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, Nick Reed has changed his look from prior years, sporting a beard and a little longer hair, pulled back through the headband. The European look for Nick Reed, the junior. Comes right side over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi underneath Severs. Severs guarded there by Baranek. Severs bowling his way in. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound back, and now he's going to be called for a foul. Chris Severs whistled for the foul on the rebound. Dort College with the lead, 8-6. Vogel checks in. Severs will check out. That is team foul number one on the defenders. Our officials today, Joe Wells, Tim Higgins, and Kurt Henricks. Doan with the basketball. This is Shavonte Samuels. Samuels out front, Nick Reed. Reed, left side it goes to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Gives it up to Baranek, guarded there by Vogel. Baranek, a three-point threat. They'll get it to Samuels. Samuels will drive in, lays it up with the left-hand cook. Shavonte Samuels with all four field goals for Doan. We have another tie. It's 8-8. Right side pass, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi gives it up. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf layup good. Trevor with his first 2 points today. Dort College leads 10-8. Back the other way, Shavonte Samuels. Samuels into the lane, trying to get other players involved. This is Baranek. Baranek back over to Samuels. Samuels with the ball. Goes underneath Baranek. Baranek working it up, and it's good. Baranek with the first field goal. He's averaging over 20 points per ball game as a freshman. Dort College and Doan tied up 10-10. With the basketball is Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf left side Vogel. Vogel with the ball on the wing. Jordan puts it on the floor against Scholl. This is Vogel. Vogel fakes. Puts up the little hook shot. It's good. Jordan Vogel with 6 first half points. Dort College leads 12-10. Back the other way, Shavonte Samuels runs over the top of Cliff Warner, and a blocking foul called on Warner. Oh, one official signaled block, the other went charge, and the one who called the charge overrules. Shavonte Samuels has just picked up his first personal. Dort College leads 12-10. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Cliff with it across half court. Shavonte Samuels on the defense. They get it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Cliff. Cliff gets the ball back from Vogel. He drives down to the baseline, tripped up, nothing there. Kaiser, ball fake underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh gives it up Walt. Walt in the lane, good. Tyler Walters throw for the two-point basket. Dort College leads 14-10. The assist to Lindbergh, I believe, on that play. Shavonte Samuels with the basketball. Dort College by a couple of buckets. Biggest lead of the game for Dort College. It's 14-10. Back-to-back buckets by the defenders. Doan with the ball. They get it. This is Dominic Smith. Smith into lane. Dumps it off for Scholl. Scholl, layup good. Jim Scholl with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 14-12. Right side pass, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser gets a screen from Vogel. Thought about the three. Decided against it. Here's Vogel, and he's called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to Doan College. So Doan gets the ball back, trailing 14-12 in the early going. Well, we're past the early going. We approach the midpoint of the first half. Shavonte Samuels with the basketball. He's got 8 of his team's 12 points on 4 field goals. Down to the baseline is Reed. Reed tries to drop it off for Scholl, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Lindbergh. It'll be Doan basketball. Doan will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Samuels. Shavonte Samuels looking, still looking, and throws over the top and finds Dominic Smith. He's guarded by Tyler Waltersdorf. Comes back over to Shavonte Samuels. Now Jens Scholl. Jens Scholl passes right side Reed. Reed guarded there by Vogel. And a travel violation called on Nick Reed as he tried to lower his shoulder, and Vogel was able to hold his ground. Nick Reed a little frustrated right now. He'll check out of the ballgame. Might be a good time for him to take a breather. Austin Benson will check into the contest. Dort College with the basketball. Warner. Warner left side Kaiser. Kaiser with the ball on the wing. Kaiser out front, Lindbergh, Lindbergh, Warner. Warner with the basketball on the right wing, three-point line. Puts it on the floor one time, now comes over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball, they pick up the dribble. Kaiser back over to Lindbergh, 15 to shoot, steal by Samuels. Samuels layup, good. Shavonte Samuels with 10 points. We're tied up 14-14. With the basketball is Warner. Warner comes over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi on the wing, back over to Cliff. Cliff, ball fake, nothing there. Underneath Kachi. Kachi in traffic, back outside Kaiser. Kaiser, three ball, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Kachi, and he's fouled on the play by Dominic Smith. Smith whistled for the personal. Well, Doan getting after Dort College right now on the defensive end. That is team foul number 4 on the Tigers, but they've been able to spread those fouls out between 4 different players. Vogel, Warner, Lindbergh are out. Rindles checks in, along with Trevor Waltersdorf and Chris Sievers. Dort College to throw it in. Rindles looking. We're tied up. Pass goes underneath Kaiser. Kaiser layup good. Sean Kaiser with the easy bucket on the inbounds play. Dort College leads 16-14. Rindles on defense. Shavonte Samuels out front. Samuels in between the circles. They're going to clear out for him. Now they pass over to Smith. Smith on the wing, guarded by Kachi. They run Samuels off a screen. Now a three from the top of the key, and Doan retakes the lead on Dominic Smith. Three-point basket from the top of the cup. 17-16, our score. Dort College down by one as we approach the midpoint of the first half. 10:25 and counting. With the basketball is Waltersdorf. Trevor comes right side. Kachi. Kachi underneath Rindles. Rindles gives it up to Sievers. Double team. Back over to Walt. Walt jams it home. Trevor Waltersdorf with a slam dunk. Dort College leads 18-17. Doan with the basketball back the other way. Shavonte Samuels. He's been tough to contain so far. He's got 10 first half points. Dort leads 18-17. Samuels ball fake. Puts up the short jumper from 12. It's good. 12 points for Samuels. Dort College trails 19-18. Right side pass, Kachi. Kachi, three ball, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Baranek. Baranek gets it away to Samuels. Samuels is going to take it the length of the floor, gives it back over to Baranek. Baranek drives in, tries to dump it off. It's taken away by Wolf. Trevor Walterstor for the basketball. Nobody's going to stop the ball. He drives the lane, puts it up from 10, spins it off of the glass, good. Trevor Walterstor with 6 points. Dort College leads 20-19. Somebody's got to get a defensive stop. Neither team getting it done on the defensive end right now. Doan with the basketball, trailing by a bucket. Shavonte Samuels has been a thorn in the side so far for Dort College, as Doan hanging around with him, scoring 6 2-point field goals. Shavonte Samuels into the lane. Kick out pass to Austin Benson. The cut, taken away by Kaiser. Here comes Dort College, ahead to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball against Samuels. Lays it up with the right hand, can't get it to go. Rebound, though, cleared out by Doan. Now stolen back by Walterstorff. Trevor with the basketball. Back over to Rindles. Rindles, Kachi. Kachi drives in. Layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Baranek, and a foul called on the rebound against Austin Kachi. Well, what did we just have? Did we have a technical foul call? Technical foul call on Baranek, I believe. So Baranek whistled for the technical, and almost as important, that's foul number two now on Connor Baranek, and Austin Kachi will go to the free throw line to shoot the technical foul. First free throw by Austin is up and down. That's foul number two on Baranek and Austin Kachi. He picked up a foul on the rebound, so that's his first. And Kachi makes both free throws. Now we'll see how Doan responds after Baranek gets called for the technical foul. Dort College leads 22-19. Doan will have it the length of the floor. There's no change in possession any longer on technical fouls. That rule change was made a few years ago. Back in the old days, he'd lose the ball as well. Doan with the basketball. This is Benson, and Benson travels with it. And right now, Doan has to try to find a way to right the ship. Things unraveling a bit. Let's see if they get a defensive stop. Now Dort College has the ball. Bringing it up will be Cliff Warner. Baranek is out of the ballgame right now with two fouls. They come back over to Severs. Severs gives it up Warner. Cliff with the basketball. Back over to Severs. Severs, Warner. Warner, three ball. No good. Rebound taken down, though, by Trevor Walterstorff. His shot, no good. Tapped out by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, and Lindbergh gets it back out to, well, it's taken away. Steal by Benson. Benson driving in, lays it up, good. Busted play, and Doan comes away with the bucket. 22-21, Dort College leading. Dort College has not gotten a three-point shot to go yet. Benson whistled for the personal foul on the defensive end. So Dort College leads 22-21, and a 1-1 coming here for Cliff Warner. Jordan Vogel's back in. Tyler Walterstorff is in. Severs and Kachi check out. 22-21 our score. Warner with a free throw. 1-1 on the way for Cliff. Senior point guard puts it up, puts it down. Another free throw on the way for Cliff. Trying to make it 24-21. Dort College right now with a 2-point lead. 7:48 left to go. In the half, second free throw by Cliff is good. Dort College leads 24-21. Jen Scholl back into the contest. So Dort College leads it 24-21, checking out of the game. I believe that's David McDonald checking out for Doan. Doan will go with a little smaller, more athletic group the way it appears. Shavonte Samuels picks up his dribble. He goes left side over to Benson. Benson underneath Scholl. Scholl's pass deflected and saved by Lindbergh. Lindbergh somehow stays in bounds on the sideline. Ahead it goes Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff looking down low. Feeds the trailer Lindbergh. Lindbergh at the point. And an illegal screen called on Jordan Vogel. Vogel just picked up the personal. Every time Dort College looks like they might be able to build a little bit of breathing room here in the first half, they commit an error. That time Vogel got called for a moving screener and an illegal pick. It's foul number one on Jordan. Team foul number three on the defenders. Shavonte Samuels goes left side over to Smith. Smith to Reed. Reed on the wing. Back over to Shavonte Samuels. Dort College by three. Austin Benson out front. Comes back over to Shavonte Samuels. Dort College playing off him now, daring him to shoot. Ball's down on the floor, and a kick called on Nick Reed. Well, the tie-up was going to be Dort College basketball. Now the possession arrow will stay with Dort College, and Nick Reed gets called for a kick. So Dort College gets the benefit of that call. They didn't use up the possession arrow. It's still pointing to Dort College. Cliff Warner across half court. He goes high post, Lindbergh. Lindbergh working against Reed. Comes back over to Tyler. Tyler Vogel. Vogel puts it up. Short shot, good. Jordan Vogel with 8 points, and the defenders open up a five-point lead at 26-21. Dort College sagging off Samuels a little bit, daring him to shoot the long shot instead. Comes over to Smith. Smith guarded by Tyler Waltersdorf, and Smith throws it away. Got caught up in the air and wanted to throw it cross-court, and Coach Jim Weeks has seen enough. He wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Doan College Tigers. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
College is...
KDCR Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College has opened up a five-point lead at 26-21. Now, I alluded to it during the pregame show. If you follow Dort College basketball, the 10-11 season, Dort College went down to Mayville State. On October 29 of that season, and there was a basketball player for Mayville State, Shavonte Samuels, 37 points in 38 minutes of play. He started today's game with much the same pace. He's got 12, and he single-handedly is keeping his team in the contest. Tyler Waltersdorf gets the pass on the other end, tips it out now on the missed shot. Dort College will reset the offense. Pass underneath Vogel. Vogel, slam dunk! Jordan Vogel with the slam dunk. He's got 10. Dort College leads 28-21. Samuels out of control. Kick out pass, Scholl. Scholl puts it up, shot blocked. Ball is loose, tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. Cliff Warner hits the floor trying to take the charge on Jens Scholl. They will not give the charging foul, though, this afternoon. And Cliff Warner gets up, flexing his back a little bit, the rubber man. Boy, he gets knocked around. Not a big fella, but he always keeps coming back for more. Dort College leading 28-21. Into the corner it goes Benson. Benson guarded there by Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gives it up to Smith. Dominic Smith goes right side over to Samuels. Samuels, Benson, Benson, Smith. Smith will cock and fire for three. Off the heel, no good. Long rebound taken down by Benson. Here's Shavonte Samuels driving the lane. Collapsed on. Kick out. Benson. Benson, three ball. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Sean Kaiser. One and done for Doan that time. Here come the defenders. Sean gives it over to Tyler. Tyler to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Back over to Sean Kaiser. Kaiser at the top of the key. Stops at the free throw line. Drops it inside for Tyler. Tyler, spin move, crossover, puts it up. Ball is blocked. Rebound taken away by Doan. Dort College with a seven-point lead. Here come the Tigers, though. Pass over the top. Scholl. Scholl into the corner. Benson. Benson gives it off to Dominic Smith. Smith out front. It comes back over to Baranek. Baranek with the basketball. Baranek comes back over to Austin Benson. Benson with the ball. Comes back right side, Baranek. Baranek into the lane. Baranek dumps it off for Scholl down on the baseline. 12 seconds to shoot for Doan. Baranek guarded there by Lindbergh. Lost it. Picked up by Warner, and Warner is shoved out of bounds, and no call made. Well, once in a while you get the breaks. Now they're going to say, was there a change in possession? Dort College asking if there was a change of possession. And it appears they're not going to question it. Now the officials will confer. That's touch and go. Did Cliff Warner have it long enough to establish a possession? Shot clock was around 12 seconds the last time I checked it. They can reset it if they need to. Should be a memory recall on that. And they're going to say shot clock at 11. Well, hopefully we get that taken care of, and we do. The bench crew here at Doan adjusting. They had struggles with it earlier. They get it nailed down this time, though. Doan inbounds. They get it to Samuels. 10 to shoot. Tigers with the basketball. They'll clear out for Samuels. Samuels with the basketball. Dort College playing with 1 foot in the lane for a couple of players. They drop it off, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. It'll be Dort College basketball. The Dort College defense comes up with a stop. Now let's see if Dort College can score on the other end. They've had success when they pounded it into the post. Chris Severs posting up on the block here as Cliff Warner takes it across half court. Severs had a 34-point outing last year against this team here in Crete to close the regular season. Pass goes left side. Austin Kachi off the rim. No good. Rebound cleared out by Doan, and Dort College still has yet to make a three-point basket. Shavonte Samuels drives the lane. Layup good, and he's fouled. Nobody stopped the ball. He's got 14, and the Dort College lead is 28-23. Ball's going to go on Kaiser. That's number one on him. And Shavonte Samuels, a 42% free throw shooter, will go to the charity stripe. He's 8 of 19 this season. Samuels' free throw is up and good, so he's 9 of 20 now. Three-point play for Samuels. He's got 15, and the Dort College lead is 28-24 on the old-fashioned three-point play. 4:09 remaining. Kachi with the basketball. Austin with it. Left side, Cliff. Cliff on the wing. Back over to Austin. Austin with the basketball. Comes back to Lindberg. Lindberg looking down low. They get it to the backdoor cut. Warner collapsed on. Double team. Spins out of trouble. 14 to shoot for the defenders. Cliff with the basketball. Drives in. It's taken by Severs. Severs puts it up. Shot blocked by McDonald. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan with the basketball. 28-24. Dort College in a dogfight here in the first half. Shavonte Samuels with the basketball. And they throw it away. Intended for Dominic Smith. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Trevor is in. Lindberg is out. Vogel is in. And Sean Kaiser is out. Dort College is going to go with the senior, the double post with the two seniors, Vogel and Severs, on the floor at the same time. Dort College by four, 28-24. Cliff with the basketball. Dort College has not gotten it going from the outside. Vogel nearly throws it away, and he does. Austin Kachi, unable to track it down on the wing. Dort College a little sloppy, a little loose with the ball here in the first half. And the Doan College Tigers will bring it up. 3:20 and counting, first half. Dort 28, Doan 24. Shavonte Samuels with the basketball. Goes right side. This is Baranek. Baranek to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Baranek. Baranek, they double down on him. Baranek looking, gets it away to Samuels. Shavonte in the lane, his short jumper is good. He draws contact, he bounces back, he gets the shot to go. He's got 17 first half points, 28-26, Dort College with the lead. Doan on a 5-0 run, courtesy Shavonte Samuels. Kachi over to Warner. Warner left side, it goes Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf's pass taken away by Doan. Vogel gets the loose ball, though. He puts it up and down, and Jordan Vogel's got 12 points. And he goes for the three-point play here. 30-26, Dort College in front. Lindberg is in. Kaiser is in. Kachi is out. Severs is out. Jordan Vogel to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Vogel 2-for-3 from the charity stripe today. Free throw on the way by Vogel is up and good. So Jordan Vogel, 3-for-4 this afternoon. Dort College leads 31-26. Doan basketball. It's been all Shavonte Samuels early on for Doan. He gets it on the right side, thinks about the three, head fake. Dort College playing him for the drive now. This is Dominic Smith working against Kaiser, 2:20 and counting, first half. Back over to Samuels. Samuels beyond the three-point line, comes back over to Smith. Smith, three ball, got it. Dominic Smith with 3 points. He's got 6 for the game. Dort College leads 31-29. With the basketball, right side it goes over to Kaiser. Kaiser, Walt. Walt spots up. His open three hangs on the rim, won't drop through. Rebound taken away by Lindberg, and Lindberg is stripped on the way up. Foul's going to go on Shavonte Samuels. That's number 2 on him. Samuels has been logging a lot of minutes so far this season. Two free throws on the way for Kyle Lindberg. He's averaging around 37 minutes per ballgame as Samuels. He's going to check out here with 2:01 remaining in the half. Free throw by Lindberg off the heel, no good. Lindberg nearly a 70% free throw shooter coming into the ballgame. Warner checks out, as does Samuels. So Rendles checks in for Doan. Benson will run the point for Doan now, I believe. Another free throw on the way for the lefty. Lindberg makes that one. Well, Dort College has shot their free throws better today. I believe they've shot 10 and they've made 8 according to my count. Dort College leads 32-29. Doan basketball, Beranek. Beranek to Benson. Benson, beg your pardon, that's Scholl. Now Smith. Smith is fouled on the play. Came before the shot, though, I believe. That foul is going to go on Kaiser, and that's number two on him. Doan will inbound the basketball, 1:47 remaining. This is where Dort College has been pretty good in the last year or so. The last couple of minutes of a half, they've been able to extend leads. Reed driving in against Lindbergh, puts up with the left hand, no good. Rebound kicked out, controlled by Doan. Coming up with it is Benson. Benson with the basketball, back over to Reed. Reed puts up the jumper from the perimeter, off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, he's going to take it across half court. Lindbergh with it on the right side, comes back over to Kaiser. Dort College is up three, 32-29, 1:20 remaining. Trevor with the basketball, takes it in against Reed. He fires it back outside. It's tipped and controlled by Doan. Doan on the busted play. Smith, Smith to Scholl. Scholl, count the hoop, and he's fouled. Rendles tried to slide in late to try and draw the charge. Scholl will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play and tie the game. 1:12 remaining in the first half. 32-31, Dort College leading by one. Jens Scholl, a 73% free throw shooter, will go to the charity stripe. Rendles checks out of the ballgame. That's foul number one on Dustin Rendles. So Jens Scholl will shoot the free throw for the three-point play. Kicks it off the heel and it drops through. Jens Scholl ties it up at 32-32. Our first tie since it was 14-14. Cliff for the basketball. 1 minute remaining in the half. Cliff over to Trevor. Trevor at the point. He's going to drive in. He lays it up with the right hand. Good. Trevor Walthersdorf with 8 points. Dort College leads 34-32. Doan coming back the other way. This is Smith. Smith, and we've got an illegal screen called on the Doan College Tigers. Foul's going to go on David McDonald. It's foul number two on McDonald. McDonald a little too aggressive on that screen for the official's liking. Dort College will bring the basketball back the other way. Cliff for the ball. He takes it across half court. Dort College by a deuce. Right side Lindbergh. Lindbergh spins. Nothing there. 10-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock, and a holding foul called on Doan and David McDonald. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Checking out of the contest will be McDonald. Checking in will be Grant Harms. Shavonte Samuels will also check into the ballgame. Well, beg your pardon, double bonus time for Dort College from here on out. First free throw by Vogel is short, no good. Shot clock is as good as off. 35.3 seconds left to go in the half. 35 on the shot clock. Vogel shooting a free throw. So Doan can hold for the last shot. At least attempt to hold for the last shot. So the free throw on the way by Vogel. After missing the first one, he makes the second. Vogel this afternoon, 4-for-6 from the free throw line. Doan will bring it up, trailing by 3, 35-32. Doan basketball, Shavonte Samuels is going to hold it out front. He might take the last shot, trying to clear the floor. Samuels out near midcourt, 18 seconds left. He's not moving. Doan looking to set a ball screen out front. Samuels with the basketball. Samuels jammed out front. They get it over to Beranek. Beranek to Reed. Reed ball fake. Open look at a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Walt. Walthersdorf for the basketball, and he outlets over to Lindbergh, and that's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort College 35, Doan College 32. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. The numbers look like this. Doan College, 14 of 24 from the floor, 58.3%. 2 of 6 on three-pointers, 33.3%. 2 for 2 on free throws, 100%. Dort, 13 of 30 from the floor, 43.3%. 0 of 7 on threes, 9 of 12 on free throws, 75%. Dort has out-rebounded Doan slightly, 14 to 13. Turnovers, Doan 14, Dort College 9. Jordan Vogel leads Dort College unofficially with 14. Shavonte Samuels has 17 to pace the Tigers. Back with a rundown of all the numbers right after this. Dort College is led by Jordan Vogel's 14 points, 5 for 5 from the floor, 4 for 6 on free throws. 8 points for Trevor Walters, or 4 for Cliff Warner, 2 for Sean Kaiser, 3 for Kyle Lindbergh, 2 each for Austin Conchi and Tyler Walters. For Doan, 17 for Shavonte Samuels. He's a perfect 8 for 8 from the floor, and he made one free throw. 6 points for Dominic Smith, 5 points for Jen Scholl, 2 each for Connor Baranek and Austin Benson for their total of 32 points. 3 rebounds each for Dort College's Trevor Walterstorff, Kyle Lindbergh, and Chris Severs. For Doan, 6 rebounds for Connor Baranek, 2 each for David McDonald and Jens Scholl. Assists, Sean Kaiser has 2. Trevor Walterstorff has a pair of steals. Doan's Shavonte Samuels has 2 assists. And Dominic Smith has 2 assists for the Tigers. 35-32, Dort College leads at halftime. Let's check in with John Slagers and news on the regional scene. And a thank you to John Slagers for filling us in on some regional news. As we get back to taking a look at things here at halftime, the Dort College defenders leading 35-32 at the half. Earlier today it was Dort College defeating Doan in women's play 55-46. Dort College led the entire game. They were up 31-16 at halftime, held on for the win. Dort College led by Elise Marish with 12 points, 10 each for Kayla Brookice and Jamie Cook. For the Doan Tigers, Brittany Little had 12 points. Dort College now 3-4 overall, 1-0 in the GPAC. Doan 5-1 and 0-1. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886, and by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball earlier today. It was Morningside over Hastings. The final score there, 74-66. No other finals in at the moment. If we find any more along the way, we will pass them along to you. Earlier today, the Dort College women's cross-country team finishes ninth at the NAIA Championships near Portland, Oregon, at Vancouver, Washington. And the results are in for the men as well. Just receiving word from Greg Van Dyke that Ryan Tholen placed 141st, Nathan Jackson 145th. Don't have the times yet on that. Those will come in a little bit later on, and we'll get those posted on the trip home from Crete, Nebraska this afternoon, and we will get those on our website at 3w.dort.edu/athletics. News from the GPAC front. Women's soccer, Doan College trails Oklahoma City 5-1 in NAI National Tournament first-round play. In football, it was Marion upending Northwestern and ending the Red Raider season 42-32 in Indiana. Marion advances on to the Elite Eight, or the Round of Eight in the NAI playoffs. Morningside was up big in their first-round playoff game in Sioux City against Montana Tech, but as I look for the final now, I don't readily see it. And I'll double-check that. but it certainly looked like earlier this afternoon it was going to be Morningside on their way to the quarterfinal round of the NAI football playoffs as they were up big in the third quarter. And no report on that score as of yet. Women's basketball in the conference. Briarcliff defeated Dakota Wesleyan 76-61. Also in women's play, Northwestern over Midland 86-68. No report on Mount Marty and Concordia. Let's take a break and be back with second half action from Crete, Nebraska right after this. College basketball as we start the second half of play. Flip Warner with the ball out front. He drives with the left hand. Cut off. Gets it away to Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. Gets it up Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kaiser. Kaiser on the right side underneath Vogel. Vogel short shot in the lane is good. Jordan Vogel with 16 points. And the defender lead is back to 5. 37-32. Dort College led by as many as 7 in the first half of play. Doan basketball, Shavonte Samuels goes over to Nick Reed. Reed to Baranek. Baranek guarded there by Trevor Walterstorff. They pass it back over to Samuels. Samuels gives it up Scholl, and Scholl is fouled on the play by Trevor Walterstorff. And for Trevor, that's number one. Jens Scholl will go to the free throw line. No, yes, he will. Scholl, a 73% free throw shooter coming into the contest. He's 1-for-1 today. Now, I'm looking at the statistics for Shavonte Samuel. He is 4-of-14 on three-pointers, so don't be surprised if Dort College elects to play off him even further as this half progresses. Scholl makes the first free throw. He's 2-for-2 today and 3-for-3. 7 for Scholl, and the Dort College defenders lead 37-34. Into the second half now, about a minute. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser throws it over towards Lindbergh, and Lindbergh was cutting back door already, and Kaiser threw it behind him. Turnover back to the Doan Tigers. Tigers will bring the basketball up. Pass it over to Reed. Reed gives it up to Scholl. Scholl to Samuel. Shavonte Samuels with the basketball out front, guarded there by Warner, loosely guarded right now. Pass goes left side, Baranek. Baranek to Benson. Benson back to Samuels. Samuels with the basketball, they collapse on him, get it over to Reed. Reed puts it up in traffic, shot is good. Nick Reed with his first basket of the day. Dort College leads 37-36. Lindbergh with the ball, passes left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Warner. Warner out front to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Dort College has not been sharp. They pass it down low, Walterstorff. Walterstorff working on Shavonte Samuels. Gets it underneath Kaiser. Kaiser lost it for the moment. Now gives it back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the curl cut. He's got 10 points. Dort College leads 39-36. Timeout charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
Here.
Dort College basketball after the timeout by the defenders. Both teams have now used the timeout. College leading 39-36. Samuels out front with it. Shavonte Samuels with the basketball. He's going to put it on the floor. Spins into the lane. Kicks it back over to Baranek. Baranek, three. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken down by Vogel. Vogel outlets ahead to Warner. Warner with the basketball on the left side. Gives into the corner to Kaiser. Kaiser, Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Right side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Warner. Warner, Kaiser. Kaiser looking down low. Gets it to Vogel. Vogel with good position. Puts it up. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Vogel with 18 points. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot one. Three-point play opportunity coming here for Vogel. So Jordan Vogel with 18 points today, and he did not miss a shot in the first half. I have him now 7-of-7 from the field. Well, Seavers had a similar ball game last year here in Crete. Had a great night from the floor. Vogel makes the three-point play opportunity. It's 42-36, Dort College by 6. Shavonte Samuel goes over to Reed. Reed to Benson. Benson gives left side Kyle Carper. First time we've seen Carper today. Pass over the top to Scholl. Jen Scholl. Head fake, head fake, head fake, and gets it to go. He's got 9. Dort College leads 42-38. Lindbergh over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball in the lane. His short jumper rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound taken away by Reed. Here comes Doan in transition. Shavonte Samuels on the right side. Hesitates. Goes over to Reed. Reed, Baranek. Baranek, left side, Scholl. Jen Scholl back to Samuels. Samuels into the corner. Baranek, a three ball. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Vogel gets it ahead to Warner. Warner with the ball. Right side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff down to the baseline. Nothing there. Comes back over to Cliff. Cliff looks for a screen. They give him one. Cliff with the basketball. He's going to drive in. Short shot. Kangs on the rim and drops in. Cliff Warner with 6 points. Dort College leads 44-38. 16:40 remaining in the game. Seavers and Kachi will check in at the next dead ball. Baranek to Samuels. Samuels won't shoot the long shot. They get it left side over to Reed. Reed on the wing. Nick Reed with the basketball. Back over to Samuels. Samuels caught up in the air. Passes over to Carper. Carper right side. Baranek. Baranek in the right corner. Baranek will drive in. Nothing there. Comes back over to Samuels. Samuels three. Missed it. No good. That's what you want him doing. You want him taking outside shots if you're Dort College. Warner will hesitate. Drives the lane. Draws the contact. Shot is good. 8 points for Cliff. 46-38. Dort College by eight. Defenders force Doan to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the time. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College leads 46-38. 16:03 left to go in regulation. Dort College a little bit of breathing room. This is their biggest lead of the ballgame for the Defenders. Remind you again, Dort College cross country earlier today, in case you've been in and out, and sometimes I make the assumption everybody's sticking with me for the entire afternoon. I know that's not true. The Dort College defender cross country team, the women finished ninth, while the men had Ryan Tholen 141st, Nathan Jackson 145th. I don't have times or anything like that yet. And the Doan College Tigers will bring the basketball up. Shavonte Samuels will take it across half court. Samuels in between the circles out front. He hands it off to Baranek. Baranek with the ball. Baranek over to Nick Reed. Reed looking down low. Instead, they're going to try for a curl cut. Reed into traffic. Nothing there. Back over to Samuels. 15 to shoot. Samuels picks up his dribble. Passes right side into the corner. Baranek. Baranek guarded there. Shavonte Samuels wants to put it on the deck. They double team him hard. Pass comes back over to Reed. Reed leaning in. His short shot can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh hung in the air, got the rebound. Dort College shooting for a double-digit lead here if they make a basket. With it is Walterstorff. Walterstorff comes back over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Cliff. Cliff to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kachi. Kachi left side looking down low for Seavers. They give it to Seavers. Seavers double-teamed. Bounces it inside Walterstorff, and it's taken away by Samuels. Samuels is fouled at midcourt. And an intentional foul is going to be called on Kyle Lindbergh. Kyle gets called for the intentional foul at midcourt. He saw Samuels driving in. So what that's going to mean is two free throws for Shavonte Samuels plus possession. So two free throws on the way for Shavonte Samuels. He was 8 of 19 entering the ballgame. He's 9 for 20 now for the season. And now 9 for 21. Coach Ross Dalma pulls everybody over to the sideline. And he's using this as a free timeout. Another free throw on the way for Samuels. This one is up and off the heel, no good. Now, it wouldn't have been a bad free throw or a bad foul, except for the fact that it's called intentional. Lindbergh reached out and actually grabbed the shoulder of Shavonte Samuels, so the call was warranted. Dort College by eight. Doan with the basketball. Doan inbounding. Dickey at the ball inbounded to Samuels. Samuels with the ball. Shavonte Samuels looking for Baranek. Baranek trying to get free. They get it over to Scholl. Jen Scholl, three, missed it. No good. Rebound tapped out long. Walterstorff comes up with it. Ahead of the pack it goes Seavers. Seavers with the right hand lays it up and down. Dort College has a double-digit lead, that is. Chris Seavers with his first bucket of the day, 48-38. Stolen away by Walt. Trevor Walterstorff for the basketball. Doesn't have the numbers. He'll hesitate. Kick over in the corner. Warner, three ball on the way. Bang, bang, bang. There's the triple shot you wanted. Cliff Warner with 11 points. And the Dort College defenders lead 51-38. A Baker's dozen lead. Dort College has scored the last 9 points of the game. They have gone from up 42-38 to up 51-38. Timeout charge to the Doan College Tigers. Back with more after this. 51-38 our score, Dort College by a baker's dozen. Shavonte Samuels will bring the basketball up, guarded by Cliff Warner. Dort College a couple of fast break buckets. Now Nick Reed driving in, layup is good, and he's fouled on the play. Nick Reed will go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. The back door was open. Reed ran through it, and Tyler Walterstorff gets called for the personal foul. So Tyler whistled for his first personal. That is team foul number three on the defenders in this half. This one is not over by any stretch just because Dort College has a little breathing room. 51-41, Dort College by 10. Tyler with the basketball goes over to Trevor. Trevor on the left wing. Back over to Tyler in the corner. And we've got a foul on the play and a hold called on the Doan College Tigers. And I believe that's going to be on Jens Scholl. Now, I believe Jens Scholl, a pretty good track athlete as well for the Doan College Tigers. Seems to me he's an 800 guy. Pass comes in Warner. Warner with the basketball. Step back, three, no. Gets it instead to Severs. Severs, hook shot in the lane. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Scholl. Ball's loose. It's picked up by Kachi. Kachi with the basketball, working against Reed. And Kachi's going to call a timeout at half court. Helter-skelter for a moment there. Dort College wants to use a timeout to preserve the possession. 13:52 remaining. Back with more after this. Come. On the web at Borensons.com. The dust settles. You'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospice, Granville, Albert, and Hall. Member FDIC in the community. Dort College basketball after the timeout. Looks like Doan's in a zone defense. Dort College, Lindbergh, they go high post to Vogel. Vogel posting up Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. Back over to Cliff. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Cliff into the corner. Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Back over to Cliff. Cliff off the bounce. Three, missed it. No good. Rebound tapped and saved in by Reed. Gets it into Shavonte Samuels. Samuels into the front court. Throws it over the top to Jens Scholl. And the buzzer goes off. Shot clock never got reset. And the Doan College Tigers get a bucket out of the deal. I believe that's 11 now for Scholl. Dort College leads 51-43. Sedona scored five in a row since Dort College went on a 9-0 splurge. Left side, Kaiser. Kaiser gives to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Hook shot by Lindbergh in the lane. Can't get it to go. Dort College getting good looks in the post. Not getting them to drop right now. Back the other way is Reed. Reed, spin move into lane. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff gets it ahead to Cliff. Cliff with the basketball on the left side. Cliff outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh, three ball, top of the key, off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Kaiser over to Cliff. Cliff with the basketball. Lobs inside for Lindbergh, and Lindbergh has it tapped away by a Doan player. It'll be Dort College basketball. Shavonte Samuels touched it last. Tyler Walterstorff will check into the ballgame. Tyler Walterstorff checks out, so it's Trevor for Tyler. 12:27 left to go in the game. Dort College 51, Doan 43. Cliff to inbound the basketball. Gets it in to Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Cliff. Cliff for the ball against Reed. Puts up the shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. He'll reset the offense. Comes back over to Cliff. Cliff into the lane. Nothing there. Back over to Kaiser. Sean looking for someone to pass to. Gets it down low for Vogel. He has to face up from about 12. Ball's down on the floor. It's still loose. Picked up by Lindbergh. Lindbergh layup good. He's got five. The garbage bucket for Lindbergh, and he can't describe it any other way than that. He was down on his knees. He picked it up. He got to his feet and dumped it down. I don't know how he didn't get called for traveling, but he didn't. Little bit suspect the last couple of possessions on both ends. With the basketball is Smith. Smith to Samuels. Samuels drops it off for Scholl. Scholl, layup good. Jens Scholl with a two-point basket. He's got 13. Dort College leads 53-45. Lindbergh right side, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball on the wing. Comes back over to Kyle. Kyle to Cliff. Cliff with it on the left side. Underneath it goes Lindbergh. Lindbergh double team. Cliff. Cliff, three. Get in there. Won't go down. Rebound taken down, though, by Lindbergh. Lindbergh shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Doan on the rebound. 11:20 left to play in the game. Dort College 53, Doan 45. David McDonald will check into the ballgame. Checking out is Dominic Smith. Now, Smith has 2 3-pointers for the game for Doan. He's going to check out of the ballgame. Cliff will inbound the basketball. Gets it into Walt. Walt with it. Trevor into the lane. Fakes. And a double dribble called. Double dribble to call. Doan gets it back. Checking into the contest will be Smith. So Doan going defense for offense on that last possession. Now they'll check the offensive player back into the game. So Doan down by 8 with the basketball. 11 minutes left to go in the contest. Shavonte Samuels with it. Comes back over to Smith. Smith, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Trevor Walterstorff. Gets it over to Cliff. Cliff right side, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser guarded by Smith. They try to pass it down low. It's taken away by Jen Scholl. Scholl with it, sidestepping a defensive player. Kicks it over to Reed. Reed into the corner, Shavonte Samuels. Samuels drives in, kick out, Beranek. Beranek, 3, good. Beranek with the 3-point basket. He's got 5, and the Dort College lead has been cut down to 5 at 53-48. 10:36 left to go in the game. Dort College by 5. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM.
In today's economy, families are more budget conscious than ever. But don't let the financial concerns alter your college decision making. Dort College will make it possible. Affordable tuition placed Dort College among the top 10 in the Great Schools, Great Prices ranking published by the U.S. News & World Report. 98% of students at Dort receive some type of financial assistance, including scholarships, grants, and work-study employment. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter, or visit our website at dort.edu.
Center 88.5 FM. Dort College blew the lead up to 13 at 51-38. Now 5 at 53-48. So Doan right now has outscored Dort College 10-2 since that point. It's a 5-point ball game. Cliff for the basketball. Out front they go, Sean Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Cliff. Baseline. Goes over to Trevor. Trevor has it blocked. Help defense by Beranek. He blocks it away. Here comes Doan with a chance to cut into the lead. Shavonte Samuels on the wing. He comes back over to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Dominic Smith back over to Shavonte Samuels. Doan trying to cut into this 5-point difference. 53-48. Nick Reed out front. Guarded there by Lindbergh. Come back over to Smith. Dominic Smith puts it on the floor, trying to back his way in against Kaiser. 7 seconds left. Smith puts it on the floor, kicks into the corner. Scholl, 3, good. Jim Scholl with the 3-point basket. He's got 16, and it's back to a 2-point game at 53-51. With the basketball is Warner. Warner right side, Walterstorff. Dort College needs an answer. They go Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Warner. Warner with the basketball underneath Vogel. Vogel puts it up. Good. 2-point basket. Jordan Vogel, he's got 21. 54-51. Dort College by, beg your pardon, 55-51. A 4-point ball game. Smith passes it out front. Shavonte Samuels, 9 minutes and 10 seconds remaining. Shavonte Samuels backs it out. Reed, 3-pointer to make it a 1-point game. Yes. 3-point basket for Reed. He's got 7, and the defender lead is 1, 55-54. Doan heating up from the perimeter. Warner with the basketball. They go over to Walterstorff. Trevor to Kaiser. Kaiser, left-handed shot, no good. Gets his own rebound back. Tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Battle down low right now, and Austin Benson will check in for Doan. Tyler Walterstorff will check in for Lindbergh. 8:46 remaining. 8:46 left to go in the game. Reese Beaver makes his first appearance for the defenders. Beaver gets it into Cliff. Cliff with the basketball, back over to Reese, and lost it. Picked back up by Warner, though. Warner gives it to Walterstorff. 25 on the shot clock, so they've got time. Walt will drive baseline, tries to get it back over to Reed, and Doan comes away with it. Doan's shooting for the lead here. Shavonte Samuels will take it into lane. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Tyler. Tyler Walterstorff over to Warner. 8:20 left to go in the game. Dort College by a point. Comes back right side, Beaver. Beaver, three, in and out, no good. Halfway down, pops back out. Here comes Samuels. Shavonte Samuels with it. Doan leads, trails by one, 55-54. Doan with a chance to take the lead. Samuels will work off the dribble, still has it alive on the right wing. Picks up the dribble now, comes back over to Reed. Reed leans in, and a blocking foul called on Jordan Vogel. Not sure I agree with that one, but that's not uncommon. And they're going to say Nick Reed was in the act of shooting. Reed with 7 points. He's 0 for 1 today from the free throw line, but he's a 79% free throw shooter coming into the game. First free throw is up and good, and it's tied. North College looked like they had this one a little bit under control, 51-38. But Doan has come storming back, outscoring Dort College and taking the lead here on the made free throw, 56-55. 7:56 left to go in the game. So Dort College in a dogfight. First game of the conference season, and Coach Ross Dalma said knew it was going to be a difficult task. He said this is not the Doan team we have seen in past years, and they have shown that this afternoon. They have come back from the 13-point deficit. Beaver with the basketball. He goes right side Warner. Warner with the ball. Steps in. Three-pointer. Big shot. Bang! Cliff Warner with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 58-56 as he knocks down the three-pointer off the dribble. Cliff with 14 points. 10 of them in the second half. Shavonte Samuels pass into lane. Seavers got in the way. He knocks it away. Here comes Dort College with a chance to build on the two-point advantage. Cliff driving in, puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Samuels. Samuels, long pass into the front court, Smith. Smith to the trailer, Samuels, ball's free, picked up by Beaver. Beaver with a basketball in the backcourt, doesn't like what he sees. He gets it away to Tyler Walterstorff. Here comes Dort College in transition. Beaver with the basketball, Reese out front to Cliff. Cliff, left side, Tyler, underneath Seavers. Seavers turns with the right hand, shot no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Walterstorff. Out front, Cliff. Cliff, three-pointer, off the heel, no good. Rebound tracked down, though, by Reese Beaver. Dort College has a fresh possession. 6:40 left to go in the game. Dort College playing with a two-point lead, 58-56. Dort College with the basketball. They go right side over to Tyler. Tyler with it against Shavonte Samuels. Walterstorff. Walterstorff's scoop shot won't go down, but he's fouled on the play. So Trevor will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So David McDonald whistled for the personal. That's number four on him, and Trevor will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. I'll beg your pardon, that's foul number five according to the scoreboard on McDonald. I'm not sure if that is accurate or not. So that's foul number five on McDonald. He'll foul out of the ballgame here at the 6:26 mark. Action pretty frantic the last 90 seconds or so on the game clock. Dort College with a two-point lead. Trevor Walterstorff waiting to shoot free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Austin Kachi is in. Tyler Walterstorff is out. Kyle Lindberg waits at the scorer's bench to check back into the game. Trevor Walterstorff shooting free throws. First one is too strong. It kicks off the heel, hangs on the rim, and falls out. First free throw attempted by Walterstorff this afternoon. He's got another one coming, trying to make it a three-point ball game. 58-56, Dort College leads right now. Second free throw on the way by Walt is up. That one's good. Rattles it in. That one was nearly too long as well. So Dort College leads 59-56. 6:25 and counting. Ball game. Doan with the basketball. Shavonte Samuels will bring it up. Doan has done it with penetration and kickouts. Jim Scholl on the three-point line comes to Beranek. Beranek guarded there by Nick Reed. Reed puts it up. Good. Nick Reed able to drive in, gets the short shot to go. Dort College leads by a point, 59-58. Cliff with the basketball. Cliff goes high post, Vogel. Vogel back over to Cliff. Cliff underneath Walton to Kachi. Kachi had a moment. He was open. Couldn't get the shot off, though. Warner pass deflected, picked up by Kachi. Kachi to Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it up. A lot of contact, no call made. Here comes Doan back the other way, shooting for the lead. In the corner, three-pointer, Dominic Smith, good. He's got nine, and the Tigers take the lead at 61-59. Certainly looked like Dort College had it down low, couldn't get the shot to go, thought there was a foul possibly, no call made, and we are heading down the stretch. Dort College uses a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to Dort College, back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Doan College holding a 61-59 advantage for the Doan Tigers. Since the 10-minute mark, they have scored nine of their points via the three-point shot. Scholl has one, Reed has one, Smith has one, and I think Beranek had one in there as well. That was before the 10-minute mark, though. And right now, Dort College trails by a deuce, 61-59. Now, there's still a lot of time left, but it wasn't that long ago. Dort College had a 51-38 advantage. Since then, Doan has outscored Dort College 23-8. Pass goes right side, Kaiser. Kaiser with the ball underneath Vogel. Vogel puts it up, missed his first shot of the day, and now a foul called on the rebound against Vogel. Jordan Vogel whistled for his second personal. That's team foul number five on the Dort College defenders. Foul number three on Vogel. And the Doan College Tigers have the basketball and the lead. As we approach the five-minute mark, Shavonte Samuels with it on the right side. Picks up his dribble, looking for Reed. Gets it away to Reed. Reed to Jim Scholl. Scholl to Smith. Dominic Smith with it on the wing. Smith comes back over to Reed. Reed will drive in, puts it up with the right hand, gets it to go. Nick Reed got a little bit of a window, and he took it into the lane hard. He's got 13, and the defenders trail by four, 63-59. Kaiser comes over to Severs. Severs, Warner, Warner, Walthersdorf. Ball taken away momentarily. Warner for the three, got it. Three-point basket for Cliff Warner. He's got 17, and the defenders trail 63-62. Shavonte Samuels out front with it, 4:25 and counting. Samuels will drive in with the right hand, left side, good. 19 for Samuels. Dort College trails 65-62. Cliff with the basketball, left side, Trevor. Walthersdorf underneath it goes to Severs. Severs, short shot, no good, but a foul on the play called on Doan. Doan College whistled for the personal. That's going to go on Jens Scholl. That's his third. And Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. This is a battle. 4:09 remaining in regulation. Doan 65, Dort College 62. Free throw on the way for Chris is up, short, hangs on the rim and drops through. Severs now with three. And another free throw on the way for Chris Severs. On the floor for Dort College right now, Trevor Walthersdorf, Vogel, Severs, Kaiser, and Warner. Free throw by Severs is up. That one's short, but it falls through anyhow. It's back to a one-point ball game. 4 points for Severs, 64-65. Dort College down a point. Shavonte Samuels with the basketball, 4 minutes remaining. Doan directing traffic. That's Coach Jim Weeks calling out a set play. This is Reed again, driving in, and a blocking foul called on Kaiser, and I'm not sure about that one. It's going to look that way to me, obviously, but it certainly looked like Kaiser was set. And going to the free throw line will be Nick Reed for a couple more free throws. Free throws for Reed. He's 2-for-3 today. Trying to make it a three-point game again, and this one's up and through. Came into the game averaging 19 points per game. He has 14 right now, all in the second half. Another free throw up and down, and it's a three-point game at 67-64. Doan leading. Right side pass, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball, Vogel. Vogel with it out front. Vogel comes back over to Warner. Warner, Walt. Walt is pushed on the play. Foul's going to go on Shavonte Samuels. That's his third. And at this point of the ball game, foul number three on Samuels doesn't matter a whole lot. It's team foul number five on the Tigers. Well, now is it three or four on Samuels? And it will be foul number three on Samuels. They had four up on the board momentarily. Inbounding is Warner. Warner throws over the top, and it's taken away by Reed. Uncustomary turnover. Here's Doan shooting for a two-possession lead, and they make it. Underneath free is Connor Baranek. He's got seven, and the Dort College defenders trail 69-64. Warner with the basketball, right side, Dort College. In jeopardy of losing this one now. Severs gets it away. Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Warner. Warner, three ball, missed it. No good. Too strong. Rebound fought for and taken down by Reed. And now Doan can sense it. They're up five with 3 minutes remaining. 69-64. Shavonte Samuels with the basketball. Samuels in between the circles out front. Samuels passes right side to Dominic Smith. Smith with it. He'll put up a long three, and he hit it. Two strides behind the three-point line. Smith knocks it down. He's got 12, and the defenders trail 72-64. What a turn of events we have seen here. Doan has outscored Dort College since it was 51-38. They have been outscored. Dort College has scored 13, while the Tigers have scored 34. So Doan has caught fire, and they forced Dort College to use a timeout with 2:42 remaining, 72-64. Well, Dort College has been sloppy with the basketball this afternoon, and that has translated into Doan getting some extra possessions here down the stretch, and they have taken advantage fully. They've got caught fire. That three-pointer by Dominic Smith from the right wing. Two strides behind the three-point line. He was near the hash mark on the right wing, and he got it to go, swishing it through. That is the fourth three-pointer Doan has made since the 10-minute mark and the fifth of the second half, according to my count. 72-64, it's going to be a tough row to hoe here for the Dort College defenders. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Sean Kaiser will inbound the basketball. It's Waltersdorf, that's Trevor, Severs, Vogel, Warner, and Kaiser for the defenders. For the Tigers, it's Smith, Samuels, Reed, Scholl, and Baranek. Ball inbounded to Cliff Warner. Dort College needs a comeback. And a foul called. That's foul number five on Samuels. No, beg your pardon, foul number four. So Shavonte Samuels picks up the personal. So Sean Kaiser to shoot two. Beg your pardon, a one and one for Sean, and it's too strong. Rebound tapped by Kaiser, but a foul on the play called on Severs. So Kaiser misses the front end of the one and one. So they will check Samuels out of the ballgame right now. They'll go defense for offense. They'll try to protect Samuels from picking up his fifth foul. And free throws on the other end for Jens Scholl, a one and one. 72-64, free throw is up by Scholl, and good. Dort College has not gotten it done on the defensive end here in the second half. It's going to be interesting to see the numbers when this one's all said and done. Trying to turn this into a double-digit lead. And missed it. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel with the outlet pass over to Warner. Dort College still has a chance, but they got to convert. Warner with the basketball. Dort College down 9. 2:27 remaining. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser gives it to Severs. Severs in the lane, short-armed it, no good. Fight for the basketball. And Chris Severs can't get the shot to go down low. He looks tentative off of that injured foot. Doan with the basketball. This is Austin Benson. Benson gives it to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith driving in right side. He'll drive in, layup good. 11-point lead. Dominic Smith with 14. And the Tigers lead 75-64. Doan on a 10-0 run. Warner in the lane. Ball's loose. Picked up by Doan. And the Tigers have the lead in the basketball with 1:45 remaining. Back the other way, Reed. Reed gives it up to Scholl. Scholl with the ball to Benson. Doan will hold it and now try to milk the clock and shorten the game. Doan leading by 11, 75-64. This has been a poor last 10 minutes of this ball game for the Dort College defenders, and the Doan College Tigers call a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be back with more from Crete right after this. Timeout charge to Doan. Back with more after this. I'm going to guess it was about 12 minutes left to go in this game. Dort led 51-38. Since then, Doan has been unstoppable. 37 points for the Tigers, nearly equaling their output from the first 28 minutes in the last 10. And they get the ball inbounded with 12 seconds remaining on the shot clock. They get it to Reed, and Reed is fouled from behind by Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg commits the foul. Reed will go to the free throw line to shoot. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Nick Reed. 1:21 left to go in regulation. Free throw is up and good. This could be a long ride home to Sioux Center. Reed has gotten it going. He had 4 points at the 10-minute mark. Since then, he's got 12 points. Misses the second free throw. Dort College leads 76-64. Warner, three ball, top of the key, good. Three-point basket for Cliff Warner, so he's trying to keep Dort College in it. 76-67, it's going to be an uphill climb. Doan leads it by 9, 1:16 remaining. Timeout charge to Dort. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
Students learn.
Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where Values Matter, member FDIC, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313, and by Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. It's a 9-point ball game. Doan leads. They have swung it around in their favor in the last 10 minutes on the clock. Ball is poked away from behind by Trevor Waltersdorf, but Nick Reed will go to the free throw line and shoot free throws as they're going to call the foul on Trevor. That's his second. Cliff Warner leading Dort. Well, Cliff Warner with 4 3-pointers here in the second half. He's got 20 points. Jordan Vogel's been held in check here in the second half. He's got 7, 21 for the ballgame. Nick Reed goes to the free throw line for a 1-1. Bonus free throw up and through. Well, Reed was shut out at halftime. Got unofficially 17 points here in the second half, now 18, and I want to stress those are unofficial numbers. 18 points, I think. As I look down at my scribbling, Dort College trails 78-67, 108 left to play. Warner, another three. Warner with 4 threes since the 10-minute mark. Dort College trails 78-70. Doan with it in the backcourt, Baranek. Baranek double-teamed. Waltersdorf goes up, ties him up, but the jump ball, it'll be alternating possession. Doan basketball. So Doan maintains possession of it with just under a minute remaining. Nathan Rindles will check into the ballgame. Dort College trying to cook up a comeback here. Get a turnover and a bucket, and then it gets interesting. Right now it's still a three-possession ballgame. Doan gets it inbounded to Reed. Reed in the backcourt, and he's fouled on the play by Cliff Warner. First foul on Cliff. And the Tigers will go to the free throw line to shoot more free throws. This is Nick Reed. Double bonus from here on out for Doan as well. Free throw on the way for Reed is up and good. Well, this could serve as a wake-up call for the defenders. Trailing 79-70, Doan certainly in the driver's seat right now. Second free throw is up and good. 80-70, Doan leads. Got to have a lot of things go right now if you're Dort College. Cliff Warner will bring it up. Clock burning, 50 seconds left. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Vogel. Vogel's going to drive the lane. Lays it up with the right hand, no good. And now foul called on the rebound. Vogel had somebody hanging on him on the way up, and no call made. And that is foul number four on Sean Kaiser. A lot of things have gotten difficult here in the last 10 minutes or so. And the Doan College Tigers looking to salt it away here with 41.2 seconds remaining. It's a 11-point ball game, 81-70. Another free throw on the way. Baranek to the free throw line. Came in averaging over 20 points per game. He's got 9. And Smith will check in. Shavonte Samuels will check out. 41.2 seconds remaining. Dort College is down a dozen. Long pass into the front court. It's loose. Picked up by Baranek on the sideline. Now saves it in, and that's probably going to about do it. Sean Kaiser fouled in the... commits the foul, I should say. Shot clock is off. And Sean Kaiser will check out of the ballgame. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College is going to lose their first ball game of the year. Doan's going to remain undefeated. Bakers doesn't lead with 34.2 seconds remaining. Second free throw by Reed is rattled in. So Nick Reed, a couple more free throws. And his line is rapidly getting filled up. Shot 13 free throws here in the second half. He's 11 of 13 by himself. Lindberg with the basketball over to Rindles. Rindles will set up, throw up a three, no good. Rebound taken away by Reed, and now reach-in foul called on the defenders. Well, this was a close ball game last year as well until about the final 10 minutes of the contest. Dort College pulled away. 24.6 seconds left, and free throws could really stretch this out. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Reed. Reed was shut out in the first half. He has not been shut out here in the second half. Shavonte Samuels carried Doan in the first half. Reed has carried Doan here in the second half. 86-70. Three-pointer on the other end, no good. Rebound tapped out by Walterstorff. Walterstorff will put up a three, no good. Long rebound into the corner. Lindberg can't get it saved, and that's just about going to do it. 13.7 seconds remaining. Doan with the lead and the basketball. Dort College will concede. They'll pull everybody back to half court, and it's time for Dort College to regroup. Doan's going to win it, 86-70. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. So the Doan College Tigers come away with a victory, 86-70. The Doan College Tigers stay unbeaten. They are 6-0 this season, 1-0 in the conference, while the Dort College defenders fall to 6-1 and 0-1. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. What a turn of events, the final 11 or 12 minutes of this ball game. Dort College was up 51-38. Looked like they were rolling along. That was at the 14:33 mark. So that was at 14:33. Dort College was led by 13, and it certainly looked like they had things headed their way. It was not to be. Doan scores. 48 points. Now, granted, some of those coming at the free throw line when Dort College had to play the foul game to try and get back into the ball game. But nonetheless, Doan scores 48 points in the final, 14-33. Outscored Dort College from that 51-38 deficit, 48-19, to turn it around and take a 16-point win, 86-70. So Dort College will head into their conference game on Tuesday night with Mount Marty smarting from a 16-point loss, while the Doan College Tigers will continue to build their momentum as they host nationally rated Briar Cliff on Tuesday of next week. The numbers look like this. Doan, 29 of 48 for the ball game, 60.4%. That is far too high. Doan, 7 of 16 on threes, including 5 of 10 on in the second half for 43.8% total. 21 of 25 from the free throw line, 84%. For Dort College, 26 of 67 from the deck, 38.8%. 5 of 21 on threes, 23.8%. 13 of 18 on free throws, 72.2%. Dort is out-rebounded Doan, 34 to 29. Turnovers, Doan 18, Dort 17. Individually, Cliff Warner, 23 points, 5 of 13 on threes. 21 points for Jordan Vogel, 11 for Trevor Walterstorff. 5 for Kyle Lindberg, 4 for Chris Sievers, 2 for Sean Kaiser, Austin Kachi, and Tyler Walterstorff. For Doan College, Nick Reed, 25 points, all of them in the second half. He was 14 of 15 from the free throw line. 19 points for Shavonte Samuels, 9 of 10 from the deck. 17 for Jens Scholl, 14 for Dominic Smith, 9 for Connor Baranek, 2 for Austin Benson. Connor Baranek had 8 rebounds. Jens Scholl had 6 to lead the Tigers, 4 for Nick Reed. For Dort College, 8 rebounds for Trevor Walterstorff, 6 for Kyle Lindberg, 5 for Jordan Vogel, 4 for Sean Kaiser, 4 for Chris Sievers. 3 assists for Sean Kaiser, 2 assists for Cliff Warner and Trevor Walterstorff. 4 steals for Trevor Walterstorff. For Doan, 3 steals for Nick Reed, 2 for Shavonte Samuels to go along with 6 assists. Dominic Smith had 3 assists, 2 block shots, and 1 steal. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, and the Wireless World post-game wrap. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more from the Haddock Center on the campus of Doan College in Crete, Nebraska, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We've gone over the numbers, and Coach Ross Dalma has taken a seat beside me as we get set to wrap things up from Crete, Nebraska, where the Doan College Tigers defeated Dort College 86-70. And Coach Dalma, this one hinged in the second half, had things rolling, up 51-38 and a couple possessions, and all of a sudden it's single digits, and Doan had the momentum, and we talked about it in the pregame. They're a confident team, and they got their confidence going, and that translated into some made shots and trouble for you guys.
Yeah, Mike, obviously not the way we wanted to start the conference season. We knew that we were going to be in for a fight here, just the way that Doan had played in the pre-conference season. We were up 51-38, I think, at one point with about 14 and a half to go, and really talked in the timeout there about the need to get some stops, and we just really went away from what we needed to do, and that is to defend Reed better. I think we did a really good job on him in Baranek in the first half, but in the second half really didn't keep him under wraps. You know, obviously he had 25 points in the second half alone, and most of them were at the foul line there towards the end, but he had some key baskets there and gave up some big shots to Smith, who hit some big threes as well. So we just really lost what we needed to do defensively. I thought offensively we got stagnant, and we let that really affect us on the defensive end. And just lost momentum and really never got it back. That, I think, really is the tale of the last 14 minutes of the game.
Can't give up, obviously, 60% shooting and expect to win games in this league. You want that down around 40, 45% at most, and that's something that this team has prided itself on. And today, for the last 12 minutes, it just got awfully tough.
It did. You know, we just didn't. Sit down in stances and fight through screens and get the big key stops that we needed to. And then on the offensive end, we didn't get the ball. I thought Jordan Vogel had a great first half, and we went to him early in the second half, and we just had some turnovers trying to get it to him in the middle part and the latter part of the game that really took some confidence. It really kind of destroyed some of our own confidence really there, and it was a dogfight, and we just lost momentum there late.
Late in the game, you end up turning to the three-point shot, and things can balloon quickly, but that is not this team's game, is to put up that many threes, and you get forced out of your game plan. Those aren't your strengths, and that's why they're not part of your game plan.
No, that's right. We got some guys that are still trying to fight their way back into shape and things like that, but with that said, you can still defend. You can still defend and rebound. And I just thought that our inability to hit a few of those shots that you're talking about, and we missed some bunnies inside too.
Yep.
I felt that we let those things really affect us defensively, and that's maybe probably the biggest disappointment with it all.
I don't have much more to add to this one, Coach, other than this team has shown over the last couple of years, they bounce back pretty well when they're challenged, and I would imagine they will be challenged on Monday to have a better performance on Tuesday evening.
Yeah, for sure. And the thing about them is a lot of our fans know they're very intrinsically motivated, and I would expect them with their character and desire here to have a good season, to really put together a good practice on Monday and make a good charge on Tuesday back in DeWitt. But we knew that there were going to be some challenges along the way this year, and it wouldn't be very smooth at times. And unfortunately, we found out here real quick in the conference season that we've got some work to do, and we need to really, pay attention to the task at hand and really, really come in focus. I will say this. I thought our practices this week were outstanding. Our guys came in and were dialed in really well. And most of the time it transferred today, but we just really lost ourselves, I think, in the final 12 minutes of the game here a little bit, and now need to do a little bit of soul searching, and I'm confident these guys will do that.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping
by.
Thank you,
Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dama on the Wireless World postgame wrap. But let's take a look at the information that we have for you then today so far, and we got started with that early tip-off due to the national tournament volleyball match being hosted here at Crete, Nebraska. So the other scores from across the conference, obviously not at the point we are at. There, a lot of those are probably nearing halftime at this point. Dort College defeated Doan in women's basketball earlier today, 55-46. Other GPAC women's basketball in the conference, it was Briarcliff over Dakota Wesleyan, 76-61. I never heard how Concordia and Mount Marty turned out. Northwestern and Midland, it was 86-68 the final. Northwestern wins it. Morningside over Hastings, 74-66 in women's play. In men's basketball, Doan just beat Dort College 86-70 here in Crete, Nebraska. So Dort College starts the conference season 0-1. And we will double-check and see if we can find any other scores for men's basketball. Morningside leads Hastings 49-34. And don't have anything else at this point in that regard. So we turn our attention then to the GPAC scoreboard for national tournament play. Earlier today it was Marion over Northwestern, 42-32 in football action. Morningside defeats Montana Tech, 40-35. That ended up being much closer. For the Dort College cross-country team, the women's cross-country runners, a strong outing. They finished in the top 10. Coach Greg Van Dyke thought top 10 was a very realistic goal. They end up at number 9 with 290 points. Lewis Clark was at 273, Aquinas at 262 in 7th place. Dort College was led by Lauren Opp with a 29th place finish. 18:47 was her time. Marissa Harkema, 50th in 19:11. Caleb Isle, 64th in 19:27. Abby DeVries, 73rd in 19:34. Katie Bonema, 74th in 19:35. Renee Buchema, 78th in 19:37. And Lily Kerner, 146th in 20:25. And I don't have the times on men's race, but I do have the placings. It was Ryan Tholen finishing 141st for Dort College. Nathan Jackson finished 145th. That is going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort College basketball on KDCR. Next broadcast will be Tuesday night of next week when the Defenders face the Mount Marty Lancers. in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball from the DeWitt Gymnasium. We'll be on the air at about 5:50 with our pregame coverage, Dort College versus Mount Marty. That'll do it for KDCR Sports. I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.